practically everyone. But if I was handing out prizes, I'd choose the rather sad lady in the little group just off to your left. She's got fangs, Sam, and pearls too. They don't exactly accessorize. Can you see Wolfgang? No, not now you come to mention it. That's odd. He was around a moment ago. Have you been upsetting people?
I think I may let people upset themselves, said Vimes.
Good for you. You do that so well.
Vimes half turned, like someone just taking in the view. In amongst the human guests, the dwarfs moved and clustered. Five or six would come together and talk animatedly. Then one would drift away and join another group. He might be replaced. And sometimes an entire group would spread out like the debris of an explosion, each member heading towards another group. Vimes got the impression that there was a kind of structure behind all this, some slow, purposeful dance of information. Mineshaft meetings, he thought. Small groups because there wouldn't be room for more. And you don't talk too loudly. And then when a group decides, every member is an ambassador for that decision. The word spreads out in circles. It's like running a society on formal gossip. It occurred to him that it was also a way in which 2 plus 2 could be debated and weighed and considered and discussed until it became 4 and a bit, or possibly an egg. Vimes had once discussed the Ephebian idea of democracy with Carrot, and had been rather interested in the idea that everyone, apart from the women, children, slaves, idiots, and people who weren't really our kind of people, everyone had a vote until he found out that while he, Vimes, would have a vote, there was no way in the rules that anyone could prevent Nobby Nobs from having one as well. Vimes could see the flaw there straight away. Occasionally, a dwarf would stop and stare before hurrying away.
"We're supposed to go in for supper, dear," said Sybil, indicating the general drift towards a brightly lit cave.
"Oh, dear. Quaffing, do you think? Rats on sticks? Where's Detritus?"
"Over there, talking to the cultural attaché from Genua. That's the man with the glazed expression."
As they got closer, Vimes heard Detritus's voice in full, expansive explanation.
"And then there's this big room with all seats in it, with red walls and them big gold babies climbing up the pillar. Only don't worry, 'cause they're not real gold babies. They're only made of plaster or something."
There was a pause as Detritus considered matters.
"And also, I don't reckon it's real gold neither, 'cause some bugger would have pinched it if it was. And in front of the stage, there's this big pit where all the musicians sits. And that's about it for that room. In the next room, there's all these marble pillars, and on the floor they got red carpeting."
"Detritus," said Lady Sybil, "I do hope you're not monopolising this gentleman."
"No, I've been telling him all about the culture we got in Ankh-Morpork," said Detritus airily. "I know just about every inch of the opera house."
Yes, said the cultural attaché in a stunned voice, "and I must say I'm particularly interested in visiting the art gallery and seeing," he shuddered, "the picture of this woman. I don't reckon the artist knew how to do a smile properly, but the frame's got to be worth a bob or two. It sounds like the experience of a lifetime. Good evening to you."
"Do you know, I don't think he knows a lot of culture," said Detritus as the man strode away.
"Do you think people will miss us if we slip away?" said Vimes, looking around. "It's been a long day and I want to think about things."
"Sam, you are the ambassador, and Ankh-Morpork is a world power," said Sybil. "We can't just sneak off. People will comment."
Vimes groaned. So Inigo was right. When Vimes sneezes, Ankh-Morpork blows its nose.
"Your Excellency," he looks down at two dwarfs. "The Lord King will see you now," said one of them.
We will have to be officially presented," Lady Sybil hissed. "What, even Detritus?"
"Yes."
"But he's a troll."
It had seemed amusing at the time. Vimes was aware of a drift in the crowds across the floor of the huge cave. There was a certain movement to them, a flow in the current of people towards one end of the cave. There was really no option but to join it. The low king was on a small throne under one of the chandeliers. There was a metal canopy over it, already encrusted with marvellous stalactites of wax. Around him, watching the crowd, were 4 dwarfs, tall for dwarfs, and looking rather menacing in their dark glasses. Each one was holding an axe. They spent all their time staring hard at people. The king was talking to the genuine ambassador. Vimes looked sideways at Ciri and Detritus. Suddenly, bringing them here wasn't such a good idea. In his official robes, the king looked a lot more distant and a lot harder to please.